SBS हिंदी।
We're speaking to the Immigration Minister, David Coleman. Welcome to the Hindi program, Minister.
Good to be with you.
I'll ask you the obvious question, which comes up into the minds of all the immigrants. Parents' long-stay visa, as you know, Labour has announced a reduction of fees by almost one-third. So do you have any considerations about that? What's your opinion about this?
Well, look, we're very proud of the fact that we're introducing a temporary sponsored parent visa. So from the 1st of July, 15,000 places, which is a very significant number. If you look at our permanent migration program, the total number of places is 160,000. And we're now having a system of 15,000 temporary sponsored parent visas. So quite a substantial program. It is important that there is a number on the program, just as we have with all of the other programs. And it is important that all of the costs, healthcare and so on, are covered, because that's the way we run a sensible immigration program. The opposition's policy of a completely unlimited visa is not a sensible way of running an immigration program, because, as you know, in other categories of immigration, we have numbers in relation to whether it's the humanitarian program or the skilled program or indeed the permanent parents program. We're the ones that have actually introduced this visa against the obstruction of the opposition. We're the ones who have delivered it, and it'll come in from the 1st of July.
But what about the fees? Would you all reconsider reducing the fees as announced by you all?
Well, look, we think the settings we've put in place are appropriate. It is a sponsored visa, which means that families are required to sponsor the parent and the fees and healthcare costs and so on. And that's, we think, appropriate. I mean, this is a significant reform, 15,000 places per year. We're the ones that have introduced this visa. And in fact, People can actually express their interest in this visa right now through the Department of Home Affairs. From the 17th of April, people have been able to do that, and it will come into force on the 1st of July.
And what about permitting two sets of parents coming? Would you all reconsider that? Because at the moment, you all just want one set of parents to come in.
Yeah, well, as I said, we do have the 15,000 limit on this particular visa, and we think that's appropriate. And of course, there are the other parent visas available. People can apply under the permanent program for the contributory parent visa, for the regular visa, and of course, the visitor visa. So there are some people who in the past have made use of the visitor visa, they can continue to do that, but we think a limit of 15,000 places is appropriate, and an unlimited system is not appropriate, because in other categories of visa, other longer term visas, we have limits on the number of people who are able to come, and that's appropriate here as well.
Talking of citizenship, there are long waiting queues, as you might be aware, for people waiting for almost 2 years for citizenship. And we have a lot of listeners on our Hindi radio program who are a bit frustrated with this wait. So is there a mechanism in place to reduce the waiting time?
Well, actually, citizenship approvals are up by more than 100% this financial year. So in the period between July and March, so the first 9 months of this financial year, the number of approved citizenship applications is up by 106%. So it's something that I've been very focused on, is increasing the processing rate for citizenship applications. And that's been very successful. So we're already seeing a very significant increase in the number of citizenship applications being approved.
What about students? As you know, the Indian population, migrant population in Australia has risen by 30% in the last couple of years. And we have about 70,000 students from India over here. They feel a sense of frustration because they have to jump from one course to the other, and they're hoping for permanent residence. What about that? Any solutions to that?
Well, look, students come to Australia to study, and 84% of people who come to Australia to study return home. And the way that we as a nation build a successful international education sector is by having great education, educational institutions, and that will continue to be the case. We've announced recently an incentive for students to go to regional campuses, where if people study in the regions, they will receive an additional year on their work visa once they graduate, if they work in a region. And you know, international education is our third largest export industry at over $30 billion a year. So we've been very successful in the international education sector, and the focus must always be on the quality of educational services that are provided, and that's what will continue to be.
You spoke about the quality of educational services. One does find that some universities and colleges are attracting students who can pay more, international students, and the standard of education is coming a bit down. So are there any concerns about that, or any steps that we can take to minimize that?
Well, look, the standard of education is always being assessed by the educational authorities, but the reality is that the Australian education system has been extremely successful in attracting international students, and we compete against the rest of the world because students can choose where they want to study. They can choose to study here, they can choose to study in many other countries, and so having a very strong international education sector is absolutely critical for us, and we've been very successful in doing that, and the $34 billion that we generated in export income in Australia this year is testament to that, and it'll continue to be a strong focus for the sector.
The Morrison government plans to send migrants to regional areas. So do we have the infrastructure and job availability in regional areas?
Look, we've put in place an important reform where 23,000 permanent spaces in the permanent migration program will be allocated for people who settle in regional Australia, and they'll be required to stay in regional Australia for 3 years in order to obtain permanent residency. Now, at any given time, there's at least 50,000 jobs that are available in regional Australia, and this program is going to encourage migrants to settle in places like South Australia and Hobart and other places that are really calling out for more skilled immigration. So whilst we've had very rapid population growth in Sydney and Melbourne, the reality is that there are many other parts of Australia that are calling out for more skilled immigration, and this is a very important measure that's going to encourage more people to settle outside the regions and help those regions to grow.
Just finally, what would you do to enhance the relations between India and Australia?
Well, look, Australia and India have a tremendously important relationship. We obviously, India is our largest source of new immigrants and of people issued visas, and there are incredibly warm relations between our nations. There's obviously a review going on at the moment, commissioned by the federal government, into that relationship and how to further develop it. And we see tremendous people-to-people links. In my own community, we have wonderful organisations like RAIN, the Resourceful Australian Indian Network, in my electorate, and many others that do work, great work in the Australian Indian community, and also foster that relationship between Australia and India. So it's a relationship that's critical to us, and will continue to be an important focus for the government.
Thank you for your time today, Minister.
Great. Thank you.
आपके विचार हमें बताएं। SBS हिंदी को फेसबुक पर लाइक करें और @SBS हिंदी को ट्विटर पर फॉलो करें।